From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The Obama administration says it is working to find a solution after the U.S. military stopped flights carrying Haitian earthquake victims to the U.S. for medical care. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The military has halted medical evacuations because some states are no longer willing to take on new patients from Haiti, according to Captain Kevin Ondal with the U.S. Transportation Command.
It simply comes down to, from our perspective, that Transcom, we're not going to be flying any medevac missions without an accepting hospital on the other end.
Ondal says that doesn't mean earthquake victims aren't getting care.
We have a very, very robust medical presence on the island as well as offshore, so nobody is going without treatment.
In a letter this week to Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, Florida Governor Charlie Crist said the state's health care system was reaching saturation, with nearly 500 Haitian earthquake victims already being treated in Florida hospitals. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
State Department officials say they are seeking access to a group of Americans who've been detained in Haiti on suspicion of trying to take children out of the country without proper paperwork. An Idaho man whose wife and daughter are said to be among those detained says allegations of child trafficking could not be farther from the truth. Sean Langford says the children were going to get care they needed in the aftermath of the quake. China has suspended military exchanges with the United States. The move is in protest over U.S. arms sales to Taiwan. The Obama administration notified Congress yesterday of a proposed $6.4 billion arms package for the island, which China claims as its own. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Tokyo.
The official Xinhua news agency carried a statement from the defense ministry, which said that the arms sale had harmed China's national security and that planned visits between the two militaries would therefore be temporarily suspended. It added that the defense ministry had summoned the U.S. defense attaché in Beijing and lodged a formal protest. The proposed arms package includes Black Hawk helicopters and Patriot air defense missiles. Chinese Vice Foreign Minister He Yafei, meanwhile, summoned U.S. Ambassador John Huntsman and said the weapon sales would have a negative impact on many areas of cooperation between the two countries. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Tokyo.
The Obama administration is reportedly working with Saudi Arabia and other allies in the Persian Gulf to beef up defenses against any possible attacks by Iran in the region. The move comes as the administration works to win support for new sanctions against Iran's Revolutionary Guards. One military official says the adjustments in the Gulf should be seen as prudent defensive measures designed to deter Iran from taking aggressive action in the region rather than as a signal that Washington expects Iran to retaliate for any additional sanctions. You're listening to NPR News. Residents across the southeast and the mid-Atlantic region are waiting for the remnants of a winter storm to move offshore. Nearly a foot of snow has fallen in parts of western North Carolina, and nearly 10 inches has fallen in parts of Tennessee. The Washington-Baltimore area has seen anywhere from 4 to 8 inches of snow. The storm has left roads icy and snow-packed, and thousands are without power. American tennis star Serena Williams has won the first Grand Slam tournament of the year, beating Justine Henin 2-1 in the Australian Open. From Sydney, Stuart Cohen reports.
Serena Williams has become the first woman in nearly a decade to win back-to-back Australian Open titles and her fifth overall. Observers were expecting a lively final between the current world number one, Serena, and a former number one, Justine Henin. They didn't disappoint. Serena dominated the first set, pulling ahead early before eventually winning 6-4. But Henin came back in the second set to break Serena's serve twice and win 6-3. Williams turned on the power in the third set to dominate early and win that one 6-2. Serena's win put an end to the story. Storybook comeback of Belgian Justine Henin, who came into the Open as a wild card entry after a 2-year break from the game. But Serena had history as well as overwhelming power on her side. She's never lost an Australian Open where she's made it to the finals. This win puts her even with tennis legend Billie Jean King with 12 career Grand Slam titles. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
The men's final at the Australian Open will be getting underway in about 4 hours. It pits Roger Federer against Andy Murray. Federer has won a record 15 major tournaments. Murray is competing in just his second final in one of the majors. He's hoping to end a 74-year drought for British men at the majors. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News, from Washington.